Hello, it's the 12th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The General Municipal Boilermakers and Allied Trade Union, also known as the GMB Union, is facing a strike vote from its East of England Ambulance Service members. The ballot could lead to strike action over a 4% government pay offer that amounts to a 6% pay cut in real terms. The current rate of inflation in the UK economy is almost 10%. 86% of ambulance workers were in favour of industrial action. GMB Union organiser Lola McCorvey explained that members have been forced to take a stand in order to protect patient care. The workload pressure is too much and the pay is too poor. They haven't gone on strike for 40 years, but something has to give. An EEAS spokesperson said, "We will monitor the situation closely to ensure a safe service for our communities." The three Bedford McCall's locations will not be sold off following a takeover bid by new owners Morrisons. The UK's fourth biggest grocery chain, now owned by US-based private equity firm Clayton, Dubilier & Rice, has decided to sell 28 other stores across the country. A Luton Crown Court jury heard how 34-year-old Tola Piper robbed 27-year-old Karani Sony at knife point, stealing bundles of cocaine and £1,000 in cash. Sony then pursued Piper in his Vauxhall Insignia, running him down on a Luton street. The car, while still in motion, rolled onto a Nissan Micra, then fatally landed on top of Mr. Piper. So far, Mr. Sony has only pleaded guilty to drug dealing. The case is ongoing. The Festival of Lights, based around the Indian celebration of Diwali, returns this Saturday to Bedford's John Bunyan Centre for the first time since lockdown. A number of Bedford's Indian community organisations are inviting all to this family-friendly, free event, which starts at 4 p.m. That's all I have for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.